You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Man, like troops, back again. About my blood clot, yang, all of that. Man came on the cooligans and shut the thing down. Make sure you watch. If you don't, you're a ham roll blood.
Let's go.
Vamos.
Let's go. Yet another incredible, amazing Prem show.
That's right. The show hasn't even happened yet, and we know that it's going to be amazing. So
that's right. If you were here before that, you got to experience a lot of cool technical stuff for our Twitch. And there's going to be an addition that you're going to hear at some point. You're going to wonder, why are they doing it? It's not us. We have given somewhat control over to the Twitcheteros, as we like to call them.
We're trying to make this show as interactive as possible. You know,
the issue with that, though, is we're allowing our fans. So these are, and okay. There it is. And you just heard
okay.
It.
Okay. I think thank fans you, just wait in.
We have given our Twitcheteros, the people in our Twitch chat, a chance to spend a few of the Gully Bucks, which are the points you earn for interacting with us. And if you have 2,000 to spare, and some people have a couple hundred thousand, you get to play an air horn whenever you want.
Whenever you want. So there's going to be, there might be some, just random disruptive air horns from time to time. But you know what? There's something about the air horn that you only hear when something good is happening. There's never like, you're not at a funeral and then bam, bam, bam. That rarely happens.
If you're listening to a DJ and you hear bam, 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 you're not going to get a song you've heard before or a song you don't enjoy. Something good's going to happen. You've never been at a McDonald's and heard like, meow, 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 breakfast is over. You know what I mean? You're like, nah.
Why have that sound? Pick a different sound.
You got me here and then you brought me down here. You know what I mean? Robert from LA or Roberto from Los Angeles said, the people who just downloaded this podcast are in for a lovely treat. So I can't wait till one of us drops a hot take.
Did you see that that sketch on SNL with Rami Malek?
No.
About
I thought you said with Remy Ma. I'm like, oh, she was on SNL.
Rami, right? Not Remy. Rami Malek, right?
Yeah.
With the three dudes, the Please Don't Destroy guys, those the three dudes that were popular on Twitter, and then they got
they
SNL.
Did a bunch of great
but they
sketches.
Did a great one that was so funny where Rami Malek was essentially he going into the room kind of kind of pitching a sketch, and then he just walks in and goes, I've been having a great time here at SNL. I think I deserve a treat. And the guy's like, yeah, what? And they're like, I've been really well behaved. I think I deserve a treat. And they're like, what do you mean? Okay, he's like, and he gives him like a mouse pad and he's like, I want another treat. And it's just
is that the one where he like breaks the laptop?
Yeah it's so funny, man. It's just like it's just an adult asking for a treat. There's like almost nothing more uncomfortable. Made me so happy. Colo Blanco coming through.
Colo Blanco came in hot fire immediately. Missed the whole chat, just came in pressing buttons.
Well, we're excited to be here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new Prem show. My name is Christian Polanco.
Hey, I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest football program right here live on Twitch every Tuesday.
It's football, mate.
It's football, mate. M8, okay?
Yeah, and it's not just that. It's also the gulliest. You feel me?
Right, and we're here every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time on Twitch. We, like as you heard up top, the show is becoming more and more interactive. So not only will you hear us, but you will hear the Twitch chat. When they want to chime in, they will drop the air horn from
That's
time
right.
to time.
Also, let us know what other sounds you want. Maybe there's something specific. I had the idea to be like something where a sound where it's when you agree with something or a sound when you disagree with something. So we could have that playing in the background. So if one of us says something wildly inflammatory, like Christian tends to do, mm-hmm. right? We all know.
Typical.
You could play a sound that says like, nah, you know, nah, 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 nah.
Or maybe just like all over the place. And if you agree, it could be like a sound that says facts, B. like that. Yeah.
No, facts. Facts.
So, yeah, the longer we're here, we'll come up with more ideas, more fun things to do to help the chat interact. But a lot to discuss. Obviously, we just saw Champions League, a bunch of other things. Before we get into all of that, this week on if you watch our show on Fubo TV, this week is going to be re-airing the Friendsgiving episode that we did with Jillian Sakovitz and Susanna Collins of MLS, and they host the great podcast, The Call Up. Check that out. It's going to be on Fubo TV. It's on the interview itself is on the Fubo Sports YouTube channel. So please check that out or listen to the podcast, as the Cooligans podcast as well.
That's right. By the way, in the chat, Board Martin was like, "Hey man, we get three max Colo Blanco. Use them wisely." And Colo Blanco said, "I'm a mod. I can finesse more." All right. We have hit dangerous level. Also, ex Michael Raymond said, "Make one that says tits."
just a repeated. We don't need that sound just being repeated over and over. I don't know how conducive it will be to a good podcast.
Also, I love that, like, you know, in the future, a Premier League club or some Champions League club would be like, "I think I want to work with these boys. Let me listen to one of their most recent episodes."
This is, yeah. Literally, look, just like the Twitch chat is going to ruin every professional opportunity for us.
No. We take the sports seriously. You don't understand. Please don't play a clip of our show. There's no reason.
No. We weren't talking about Michael Carrick's tits. What, are we crazy? We're not disrespectful.
Look, when I said Jadon Sancho, and then you heard my voice say this, it wasn't me saying it. These were people who were paying Gully Bucks.
You gotta explain it to these, you know, these boomers. You know, they don't get
buddy
it.
Duddy execs, buddy, you don't get it. And then you hear an air horn during the meeting, like, "I honestly don't know where that one came from. We're in an office."
So, yes, a lot to cover. Thanksgiving is this week, so enjoy Thanksgiving. But yeah, obviously, still a lot of Cooligans content to consume. All right, so this is better than sitting with your family. They never say tits. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's right. It's like insulting at this point.
Also, find me a family with an air horn. I mean, I doubt it.
Okay. So
FIFA degenerate said Gully Bucks is the new crypto.
Bro, we should start our own blockchain.
Dude, I've been saying this, yo. Titty coin, dog.
Interesting. Okay.
Tell me you wouldn't want that. You might as well buy two.
Yeah, they come in pairs. I mean, you're really anyway.
Oh, turkey or ham, says Alacron. It is the Thanksgiving episode. Mm. What are we doing? Or are you doing a tofurkey?
No, well, I'm going to my fiance's family's home, and they very traditional and do turkey. And then I'm going to my brother's.
Hannah Banana gifting a sub to Superstitions RS. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Superstitions RS.
So you're splitting time between fiance fam
and my
brother's
family.
House.
Yeah.
But your brother, your house growing up, Dominicans, y'all didn't do turkey, right?
Sometimes turkey, sometimes ham.
Ham or pork?
Pork.
Yeah. We can do ham. Cubans do three types of pork.
We used to
Benin, mm-hmm. we do costilla, and then sometimes we would do jamon. But
okay,
you know, my family's gotten a little bit older, a little bit smaller. Some people have passed away. They used to do babo, turkey, just for my wife, because they're like, "Here comes the white one. You got to do turkey for them, or else they get upset." But
you don't want to anger them. They
seem to have a better relationship with the police than we do, and elected officials. So they don't do it anymore because my wife actually doesn't like turkey. She's like, "Can I just stop eating turkey?" And my whole family was like, "You have no idea how much of a relief this is for us."
Wow.
So no more turkey. So we just do straight pork all the way through. But I do kind of like turkey. You know what I like? I like the restaurants that do like turkey sandwiches and stuff the next day, you know? That I like.
Oh, with like the leftovers?
Yeah, or like they call it like the leftover sandwich, you know, where they do like the, they slather the gravy in there and there's a little bit of like a, like maybe like a fried mashed potato cube or something in there. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Paolo, Minnesota said, Alexis is going full titty. He's going to change it to the soccer titty games. We should do something where if you pay like $10,000, I will hold up the strip.
Okay.
Ooh, I've done lamb before for Thanksgiving, said Board Martin. Look at that. FIFA Degenerate said, Diego el Pavo.
Do we need this? Does that need to be a sound? What? Okay. Look, guys, look, huh? Look at the range. Couple of birds. You know?
A couple of bird sounds there.
Alexis was a character on, what was the show? What am I forgetting?
Police Academy?
No. The Netflix show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bojack Horseman.
Bojack Horseman. He was one of the animals on Bojack Horseman.
I was a goat, Eduardo the Goat.
Okay. And they
season six.
And they ate him for Thanksgiving.
Pull up the photo of Eduardo the Goat because someone said I look like Eduardo the Goat. And I could not disagree more.
Yeah, I would not.
I think it was drawn before I got it.
Eduardo the, I mean, how am I going to find this on Bing? Eduardo.
Put Eduardo the Goat Bojack.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't just do a generic Eduardo the Goat.
Okay, Wiki. Okay, this is on Wiki Fandom.
So they've I got asked to be on a podcast for someone who does. Look at that. That looks nothing like me.
Does this look like Alexis in any way?
Nothing at all.
Just the clothing alone. I mean, Eduardo has way more class, way more stuff. Look at the pocket square, the button right? down.
Also, he's a, not to give away too much about the episode, but Eduardo is the sponsor for someone who was in AA.
Mm.
I mean,
yeah, watch Bojack.
This is like a responsible human being.
Does it say
this has nothing to do with me?
This is the Bojack Horseman like wiki page. Does it say that you're the actor?
Yeah, isn't that my name right there?
Oh, voiced by Alexis Guerreros. Let me click on this Wikipedia of Alexis Guerreros, and there's nothing. Nothing shows up.
There's nothing there. No. Look, it's starting. Hey, you guys, go ahead, fill it in however you want. Twitch potatoes.
But yeah. Occupation says sober companion at Pastiches Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
Species goat, sex male. Let's go. Okay. Cold One said, pull up the pic from the benefit where you guys dressed up. I can do that.
Oh, yeah. Me and the Sue, buddy. Did you see some of the responses to that?
Yeah, that was really funny.
If we were starting a company, what does the company do? And who does what? And immediately someone said, I'm the CEO's son.
Is that you? Am I hearing?
No, that's me.
Okay. I thought that was me. Okay.
Paolo, Minnesota said, sex? Yes. Okay. He laughs at all the titty jokes. That's a Wikipedia entry. I mean, it'd be very true.
So this was actually really cool. But obviously, before we move on with the show, we hosted a benefit for America Scores New York. This was America Scores is an organization that they do soccer coaching and poetry with kids in like underserved areas in New York. We've worked with them for several years. They're awesome people. All the kids that we meet are absolutely inspiring. You know, even at this event as well, they did like some incredibly like powerful poems, and it was an awesome experience. If you ever want to donate or help support America Scores New York, I highly recommend that. They really, really do a lot of great things for the community and really help a lot of kids directly. So
I apologize for all the police and fire department sounds outside. Something.
Damn.
Wow. Must be going on.
Did your wife call them? What's going on?
Yeah. Because the air horn's too high.
FIFA Degenerate said, you hosted that? Yes, we did host that. Yeah. You know, the Alexis didn't bring the stress data. We kept it only for Twitch here.
Thank you, Board Martin.
Appreciate it. We did host it.
This is going to be ridiculous. If you're listening, let us know what you think of this and why aren't you a part of the Twitch Atlanta?
So, obviously, Robbie Earl, Robbie Musto, and Kyle Martino are in this photo. We got to host it. Robbie Earl was.
Look at the various states of dress. Robbie Earl's wearing a sweater and a winter jacket, like a winter suit. I'm wearing the suit that fits, no tie. Christian Polanco looks very much like the leader of a real estate trust startup. Robbie Musto looks like the guy who lives next door who was invited and doesn't want to be there. And Kyle Martino is a guy whose motorcycle broke down in front of the event.
That is right. Yeah. Yeah. Literally just got back from like banging some chick in the bathroom. It's like, I don't know why he chose to dress like this.
Oh, he's like, man, I really vang hauled that stinky link. I had to listen back to last week's episode just to make sure, because someone tweeted out like, I love it when Alexis completely loses it. And I was like, did I completely lose? I completely lost it on that show.
They were all amazing, and we interviewed Robbie Earl on stage, and he was super gracious. Everybody's super nice. This is on the night. In the afternoon, we get the news from NBC that they have secured the broadcasting rights for the Premier League.
The Robbies were ready to party.
The Robbies is like, okay, we're good. We got jobs for 6 more years. Yeah. Let's go.
I was like, yo, drinks on them. And they didn't balk at that at all. You left before the after party, but Robbie Musto was like, come on, I'm buying you a drink, because you said on mic that I was buying drinks, and he bought me a drink.
A man of his word.
Come on now. It was actually a man of my word. I'm the one who said it.
But they were both great, man. It was really cool kind of just interacting with them, and we met their families. I mean, I think we met Robbie Earl's wife. Everybody was so cool. I mean, it was really like the crowd was like this who's who of the soccer world, and we're hosting this. It's bonkers. Makes no sense.
The who's who.
What?
What was that? Oh, I heard music. I go, it was the who's who. I think it was outside. It's the who's who hosted by the who's that.
Who are those guys? Stephen Jumper just said, yo, I got 4 homes to claim, but there are no more. They should show up after every 30 seconds. I have a 30-second delay.
It's not just litter. So every 30 seconds, people know 30 seconds have passed on the show because you keep hearing air.
Are you guys going to be on NBC now? Not as of yet. We are not. But
unless they tell us where the studio is and we just walk through a live segment. Other than that.
But it was super fun. Again, a really, really great experience and hanging out with all those folks. Everybody's like, you know, Kyle Martino's doing. We hosted also an event that Alexis hosted an event the night before at another spot in New York City.
For the Over Under Initiative, which is Kyle Martino's sort of goal that pops up out of the ground that he's putting in like the basketball courts. The next one's going to be in the Bronx, which is really, I don't know if we're allowed to say it. Whatever. We said it.
Yeah.
The next one's going to be in the Bronx. So this was a benefit to raise funds for that, which is really dope.
Right, right. So Alexis hosted. I did stand up as well. And also Brent Morin. You may remember Brent from, he has a Netflix special. He was on
The Undateables.
Undateable on the show on NBC. That was super fun too, hanging out. This is what I always tell people, like, if you have the opportunity to go at like soccer events or anything that's going on in your community, whether it's a MLS, USL, anything you hear about, like, this community is like, there's just nothing better in this community, man. Everybody's just so dope and supportive, and everybody's like bringing their own thing to the soccer world. So get involved if you can, because I highly, highly recommend it. Always really, really fun.
Completely agree.
Okay. So, where to begin? We mentioned the NBC deal. We said we were going to talk about it. NBC did win the broadcasting rights for the Premier League for another 6 years, $2.6 billion. That's a lot of gully bucks if you transfer it.
Wow.
The conversion.
Imagine the amount of air horns you can do with that. In fact, it makes me think maybe Crimson Pizza. Thank you very much. I feel bad for NBC. They spend so much money on Premier League when they could have just had all these air horns. But I mean, you know, from what I heard, someone else bid more. But because of the longstanding relationship that NBC has had with the Premier League chose to go with them. And also, they have access to linear and digital, which it seems like every other person who bid was digital only. Which I feel like this might be the last sports deal that has
linear,
like linear attached to it. No, right? Like this seems like the end of linear.
Oh, I hate this. Hannah Banana just said, if you're on the app, just relaunch the stream and the God air horn is available again. You can't crack the system.
God damn it. We've been over and warned.
Hannah, you're gonna bring this whole thing down.
Come on.
So, I don't know if I agree. I mean, I still think there's going to be the... people still are going to need linear television. Oh my God.
Thank you. Oh my God.
I'm going to have to raise the cost of this. It's just too affordable.
This is going to be 10K.
People are still going to need linear television, you know,
but do you care about sports on TV? Don't you care more about it on the apps anyway?
So the one thing I like about sports on TV is on regular linear television is that the digital side is always like 30 seconds delayed. I really don't like that. I hate that. Like, so if you have anything, you know, if you have,
but
like,
I think that's
an alert,
because
if you have an alert,
I think that's because they're taking the TV feed and then putting it on the app.
Right.
If there was no TV feed, it would just be the app.
Oh, maybe. I don't know if that's, I think there's a latency issue that happens when it's going to, digital services that I don't know if can be that easily resolved, because they could have just resolved it, in my opinion, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're probably right.
That part of it, when you have any kind of alert, like I have Everton alerts on FotMob, so I see the score if I'm watching digitally on Peacock. I see that they probably got scored on before I actually see it on screen. So that part
you see,
of it.
Oh, look at that own goal. And then it happened. But that's why I actually shut off the FotMob updates, because that would happen to me. It doesn't happen so much with Fubo, but when I watch on whatever app is associated with that channel, like if you watch on Peacock or NBC Sports app, or if you watch on like the Paramount Plus app, you do get it much later.
Yeah,
for some reason Fubo seems to be a little bit closer to real.
Maybe, yeah. But I mean, realistically, these apps should have like a 30-second delay before they alert, before they send out the alerts, I think.
But then the app isn't updated, up to date, or as up to date as it should be.
I mean, 30. You can't live without. If you're not watching the game, you don't care about the alerts being second accurate to the or accurate to the second.
I do.
Why?
Why not?
What are you going to miss? You're not watching the game. There's no...
I don't know.
Anyway, that would be my only reason to stay, you know, kind of connected to linear television. But whatever. But obviously, big news. And a lot of people are happy with NBC and their coverage. And, you know, speaking of the event, like Robbie Earl... and Robbie Musto and Kyle, I mean, people constantly getting stopped for photos. They're heroes to a lot of soccer fans. They are the faces that they connect with before they are seeing the Premier League. And
I mean, just part of our hosting gig was to do, you know, like trivia. And one of the trivia questions was, you know, who here, you know, and is also on NBC Sports. It was pretty easy, but. You know, scored the first goal for Jamaica ever in a World Cup. And you're just like, my God,
there's a lot of
like what you've done such incredible things and you have to sit through us two talking. Like that seems rude.
Yeah. But you feel bad having to put him through this, you know? It was great to meet them, but not on top of that, seeing how happy everyone else was to meet them really just shows like the effect that their coverage has on folks.
Thank you. Oh my God, die for another gifted sub.
Much appreciated. Okay. So what's up next?
Let's talk about finally Manchester United sacks Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah, I heard
the classiest sacking of all time. I gotta give it to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He uploads a video of him saying, I hope the fans enjoyed my time here. I hope I made the club better. You know, I love you guys. I can't wait to be back, and I'm always gonna root for you. And there's video pictures of him stopping to hug a fan and the fan has like a full leg tattoo on his, like a full calf tattoo of Manchester United. I mean, what a way to go, you know, for all the vitriol that was thrown his way, just completely sort of diffused all of it.
Yeah, the video.
I'd never seen somebody do that. I've never seen someone just kind of smile through the hate and make everyone feel bad that they hated that person.
I think that was a good look. I think the last few months, Steven Chumbo's loving that take. I think the last few months of Ollie's time at Manchester United have clearly been difficult. Where it's a frustrating thing. I think even for the people that were criticizing him, we saw Gary Neville being like, "Oh, that's my friend. I can't say negative things about him. I can't wish for any manager to be sacked." And people, I think that says a lot about Ollie's character, to the point where even on top of the immense amount of pressure that this job brings, people were like, "No, I can't say something bad about this guy. He's that right. He's that good a dude." And it doesn't mean that he's qualified to hold the position if he's not getting the results. But it says a lot about that they respect him so much and they value him and appreciate him so much for who he is and what he's done for either them personally or for the club, that they're like, "I can't say a negative word about this man." And this is why so many people were mad at those pundits, because like, why can't you be as mad as I am? And it's like,
well, I think this explains why. So there's two things, like, you know, them not sacking him earlier came across as ineptitude.
Right.
Right. And it doesn't seem like that now, the, you know, the sort of, you know, the perception changes now. You know what I mean? Now it's not so much that, oh, they were inept and didn't have a plan. They certainly didn't have a plan. But it wasn't that they were inept and didn't want to sack him because they had no other thing. They didn't know how to do it, or they didn't know what to do next, or they thought, no, this will be fine. It's because he's such a class individual. You know what I mean? Yeah. You give this guy time. If he was in the dressing room or in the training room or in the front office the way he was in this video, I too would have given this guy maybe a little bit more, you know, a little bit more time than he should, than he earned, which right. is exactly what ended up happening.
So, yeah. And this video, I think some people were critical of it, and some people,
wait a minute, soccer fans were critical.
But some people were critical because, you know, when any manager gets sacked, usually it's like, all right, you know, don't let the door hit you on the way out, blah, blah, blah. But I appreciated this from Manchester United, because they really do respect him and they want him to be valued and appreciated for with the club for the rest of his life. They don't want to take right. a club legend and then kind of tar and feather him and send him on his way and never be invited back to Old Trafford. I think this was a nice thing to do, to say, hey, this look, it didn't work out, but look at this guy, like he is. He cares so much for this club, and we should appreciate his time here, even though it didn't lead to the results that people may have wanted. Let's play the video.
This probably is not how it happens at Arsenal. Go ahead, play the video.
Play the video. It's 50 seconds, but it is pretty sentimental.
You can play the whole thing?
It's 50 seconds.
You're going to be watching.
Oh, my God.
So what would you say to the players ahead of, you know, another big game, which is just a couple of days away in Villarreal?
It's, as I've said to them this morning as well, you know, trust yourself. You know we're better than this. We've not been able to show it, but go out, chest out, enjoy being a Man United player, Champions League, the biggest stage. If and when you win the game, you're through to the next round. Michael's going to be in charge. Michael's, I've got the utmost respect. I love Michael to bits. Becoming emotional now because he's top. And they'll be fine. I'll watch them and support them.
I mean, you're always going to be welcome at Old Trafford. You know that.
Well, I hope so. I hope so anyway.
Well, it's been brilliant dealing with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. See you soon.
Honestly, shame on all of you for being mean to this.
How dare you?
I don't know how you could live with yourself after seeing that. How is that the youngest grandpa on earth?
I'm like getting the most emotional. And yeah, every week after week, it's like, Ollie out, get him out of here. The job is bigger than him and all this stuff. So I'm like, man, this guy really loves this opportunity and he loves this club. Like, what are we doing?
You'll always be welcome back. He's like, I sure hope so. I'm like, oh my God, you'll always be welcome. I'm not even a Manchester United fan.
If you look at his eyes, I mean, he's been crying. It looked like he's been crying for like 6 days already.
I mean, the fans have been crying for 6 months, but brushing banana, loving the puns. Brushy87 said, for fans of a certain age, he holds a special place in our hearts. I think maybe younger fans who don't remember him or his era probably don't have that emotional connection to him.
Yeah.
But I also think that emotional connection is what led to such an elongated period of mediocrity. You know what I mean? You got to make that change faster.
Yeah.
But JWorth24, shouts to JWorth24. I haven't seen him in a minute. Said, Man U was burned by Van Gaal and Mourinho causing problems. They like Ole not causing any issues for the board. Speaking of getting burned by Van Gaal, right? That was Miss Van Gaal.
Really gotta bring it back.
You got callbacks from last week. Episode.
You know, it doesn't excuse. It doesn't excuse mediocrity. That's kind of we all kind of understand that. It's just that it seems that in the last. I don't know what, maybe 5-6 years that the bar to win the Premier League and to win Champions League requires a level of consistency that is almost unheard of.
But also you can't get a man. And you know, I'm not the first person to say this. Flex said this on the Complex show. We're past that era. And it's a really great point. We're past the era now where you want a manager for a long period of time, which I disagree. I think that's what Arsenal is doing. And I actually like it. I obviously am obviously still riding with Arteta. I think he's fine. Besides the drubbing he took at Anfield, he's not the first one. But we're past that era now. If you are Manchester United, you're not in a position that you need someone like an Arteta to sort of right the ship, get rid of all the other stuff, and then sort of build you back up to where you were when your long-term manager was there. You've spent, you know, $500 million on players. You know, you need a manager that's going to come in and win with the squad. I think now, you know, Chelsea had been ridiculed for years for, you know, sacking their managers, firing their managers, like almost immediately. The chance you're not great, boom, you gone. You know what I mean? And then they bring somebody like Frank Lampard, legend. They had zero problem putting a gun to his head and pulling the trigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They sacked him without any remorse. And then they brought in Tuchel, and what happened? And they started winning trophies immediately with a team that Frank couldn't. You know, so I think people see that, and I think especially United fans, and they're like, well, how come that's not us? How come we're not just doing that? Why are we sticking with this guy where it's clearly not working, and it hasn't gotten better, and yeah, it hasn't gotten terrible, but we should be finding someone that makes us better, not keeping someone that just hasn't completely fucked up.
Right.
And I think that's a good point, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading Arsene Wenger's book right now. And
right. Which I have a copy of and I have not read.
And it's fascinating hearing him talk about
how much strange he got, right, dude. it's the whole book.
So it makes me, when I think of Manchester United and their success, it's obviously because of the culture that Sir Alex Ferguson created, right? And the success of the Arsenal years where they were successful. It is a combination of creating a culture that is, you know, where there's unity, where there's teamwork, where all these things. But there's a hearing Arsene Wenger talk about the obsession. He's just obsessed with the sport, with every detail about, like, he, it's almost like a you know, not someone who paints paintings, but somebody who owns like an art gallery where they can spot and identify what is beautiful art and what isn't. And that is, you know,
like a sommelier.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And they're thinking about the thing we're enjoying at a much higher level.
And that's what Arsene Wenger feels like. That is what it is.
You've grabbed him.
Let me touch a little
wrinkly, but way tighter than you think.
Let me lick it up and down.
So you stay. Okay.
But that's the type of person that he comes across as. Sir Alex Ferguson, also another person that seems just obsessive about how to identify what players' strengths are, what their weaknesses are, being able to communicate those things and creating a culture. And after Sir Alex Ferguson left, that culture had left with him. That is what is absolutely clear. There is Manchester United, especially after that loss to Watford.
Yeah, but isn't that like that era has already left?
I don't
know. Right now, we're in the era of mercenary managers. That idea of this sort of custodian, caretaker manager.
Before you continue.
Goes top to bottom. That don't exist no more. At least not for clubs at that level.
Absolutely. And that's the point. Look, I would never say that necessarily was the norm. Managers got let go often, even before the Premier League.
But what he's talking about is an era that's bygone.
Right. No, I'm not saying that he's talking about that or anybody's talking about that. I'm just saying that it's about creating that culture. It's not about keeping your job for a long amount of time. Like, we get what the scenario is now, but the obsession with the player and the locker room I don't feel like Arsene. He would talk about how he would. It almost spent 24 hours a day focusing on the game and focusing on his job, and it completely destroyed his relationships with family. He didn't see anybody. It's why he left. He went to Japan because he was like, it gave me time to only focus on one thing, and I didn't have to see my family members. I'm like, all right, this is a toxic man who clearly cannot.
I mean, look, but here's the thing. Because like if Leonardo da Vinci wrote, you know, a memoir, he might have. Books aren't really my thing. we'd be like, this person is insane. But that's, I think, the level of commitment it takes to do something at a level much higher than everybody else. You know what I mean? Most people that are that incredible at something don't also have a great relationship with their families, don't also have, you know, weren't always there for their children. You know what I mean? And it just, my dad had reached a level of being incompetent that most people don't reach, you know what I mean? And because of that, has a relationship with us as a family. But I think in order to sort of really reach those goals, you have to sort of move aside, you know, all those other, look, you and I know it best as comedians, in order to get to a level where you are touring and a big name and people are buying tickets specifically to see you, you're talking about a 16 to 20 year haul where your family barely gets to see you.
Yeah.
You've missed out on birthday parties, weddings. I missed family weddings because I needed to perform in front of 20 people, you know, upstate New York. You know what I mean? Like those things happen. So for Arsene Wenger to say that, I don't know that level of manager is exactly what it takes. So to your point, I think that's what it takes. But that type of manager no longer sits with one club for 30 years anymore.
Of course.
That manager now moves around and, you won in Ligue 1 or come to a better club in Ligue 1. Oh, you won at the best club in Ligue 1. All right, now you're going to go to Bundesliga. Oh, my God. You won at Bayern for a few years. All right, come to a national team. Oh, wow. You were really good at that national team. Come to United or Real Madrid. That's kind of the you kind of be that way now.
Well, when I think of who's like that now? I mean, Pep seems like that way now, right? Obsessive.
Pep is doing that at a slower pace, right? Because he does tend to stay at certain places a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, obsessive, has his own style.
Yeah.
For sure.
Almost seems like like something's wrong with him, right? Where he's like, all right, where you're like, relax, nobody likes soccer that much. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Can you talk to anybody else about anything else? But, you know, and I think it's like I met Pep once, right?
Why'd you meet Pep Guardiola?
I told you this story. He was here because he was doing his cancer treatments in New York. The old Smithfield was owned by some of the Barcelona people.
Okay.
So they had a big Barcelona event upstairs. The security guard was a guy I knew from Karma Lounge, the place where you could smoke inside.
Right, right.
And so he knew me as a comic. And I was like, yo, I was like, can I go upstairs? Because downstairs is full. He's like, nah, man, upstairs is some soccer thing. And I was like, oh, what is it? And he goes, I don't know. Everyone's wearing this jersey. He's like, look, peek in, look through the door. And there was a woman in a full Barca kit checking people in. I was like, oh my God, it's a Barcelona kit. He goes, yeah, that's what it is. Apparently the owners are upstairs. I was like, what? So I was like, yo, do me a favor. When they're leaving, come get me. And I've known this dude for forever. So he's like, all right. So literally he taps me on the shoulder and he's like, hey man, everyone's standing outside waiting for their cars. So I run outside and it's the Barcelona board and Pep Guardiola. And I'm like, he's having conversations. He's talking to people. And I walk up to him. I go, yo, you Pep Guardiola. And he goes, uh-huh. And he was like, super nice. And I was like, yo, I'm an Arsenal fan. And he goes, okay, that's great. And I was like, yo, people say Arsenal is like, you know, Barca light, you know, but is it because you can't play the Barcelona style in the Premier League? I was like, is it simply like the 4-2-3-1 or can you do it? And I, as soon as I mentioned a formation, his face completely changed. He put his arm on my shoulder and he starts breaking down why you can and can't play a 4-2-3-1 in the Barca style, like the tiki-taka style in the Premier League. But he starts explaining how he would do it in the Premier League. And I'm like, we had like a 10-minute conversation and I understood 3.5 minutes of it. And whatchamacallit? And I said, so how come? I was like, are you banger in or out? And he goes, okay. If I'm out, then who do you replace him with? And like, he wanted to have a conversation with me. He wanted, but like, you've just spent this entire time upstairs talking about soccer. And because I brought up formations, you were, who cares about the driver that's been sitting there waiting for him? Who cares about his cancer treatments? Who cares about the fact that he should probably go home and sleep? He literally just wanted to sit there and have that conversation. And in my head, I'm like, this is like if a fan comes up to you and says, yo, I'm a big fan. Or the difference is a fan comes up to you and says, hey, man, I saw you a couple months ago and you added this part to your joke.
Right.
You'd be like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Let's break like, it down. You know comedy.
Yeah. Though Robert from LA said, did Alexis ask Pep why he took Alex Song from Arsenal? Dude, Alex Song played pretty well in Barcelona once they given him a chance. Arteta's to boobs league.
Okay. All right. That's Michael Raymond got his boob pun in there.
Yeah. Let's go. Should have given him a pep talk. Manjasandu in the house. By the way, you know what I just noticed about Manjasandu?
What?
Now he's lowercase. He's no longer at all caps.
Okay. So not as loud. We would scream his name. Yeah. Boyd Martin said Alexis came out of the convo speaking Catalan.
Have you ever seen? That's why you always wear a wire, Alexis. But I told him when he goes, fine, if you replace him, then with who? And I was like, I mean, there's a lot of managers that go, what about you? And he kind of started laughing. He was like, no. And that's kind of when he decided, like, all right, I got to get out of here because it's starting to get a little too deep about me moving to Arsenal. But you could see in his eyes, like, this person, there's two modes. There's, ugh, I got to talk to civilians.
Right.
And, yo, these are one of my people. Right. You know what I mean? And dude, I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not that person. If I would have brought up 4-2-3-1 Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he would have taken out a notebook. He was like, all right, tell me more about that. What is that?
Interesting. I was at the NYCFC playoff game, against Atlanta United. Exciting game. But I get there. And I'm standing by the entrance, and walking in is Gerhard Struber, the Rebel.
Remember him? He just did something great, right?
What?
Oh, Gerhard Struber is the... I'm sorry, I was thinking of... Who's the guy who played for NYCFC with the shaved head and the beard who just scored for, like,
young boys?
Who's that? Inga Berget, my bad.
What's that?
Yeah, that's the Red Bull man. That's the Red Bull coach.
The Red Bull manager. I see him at the game, and I said, hey, coach. And I stopped for a second. I just said, hey, man, rough loss against
Tough
Philly.
Loss there, buddy.
I didn't know what to say. I'm like, first I was like, why are you here? And then also I'm like, I don't know what the doctor to say to you. But yeah, I shook his hand and then he got to see NYCFC win. So I'm sure he wasn't too happy about it.
Hey, come on. We got to go to that game.
Yeah, that's right, Revs. That's going to be the next game. Okay.
Also got a Cesc Fabregas back too. I think honestly, because of me, I think that's why we got Cesc Fabregas. We had a chance to get him back. We decided not to.
Cesc Fabregas, I remember seeing an interview saying like Arsenal was his favorite club to play for. He speaks very, very highly of.
I mean,
Arsenal.
He started his professional career at 16 years old.
Mm.
He's not a big guy now. He was tiny back then, and that was like slightly baggier kits. He looked like a kid wearing his dad's clothing out there.
Yeah, dude. Look like Kyle Kuzma. Who's seen the Kyle Kuzma photo, bruh?
My guy is getting fully roasted, by the way.
I mean, look, he knew. I mean, let's not be crazy. I mean, it's a good way to get some attention on because if we could blow up the internet by wearing something ridiculous, I immediately would. All right,
bro. I'd be in a thong on the internet walking into a stadium near you.
Crimson Pizza said, I saw Dave Sarakin shopping for groceries in San Jose after he coached the U.S. men's national team. What? Does anybody? Yeah. Tell us some stories, whether it's a coach or a player, any sightings that you've seen that. Yes. But Dave Sarakin, not only he has done our podcast, but Dave Sarakin, we also met him at MLS Cup, I believe. Oh, it might have been MLS Cup.
It was at the VIP event.
Right. It might have been MLS All-Star.
It's All-Star. Yeah, it was All-Star.
And we spoke to him for like 20 minutes. He was like awesome. This was in 2018, and he was like a fan of us. It was like unbelievable.
Yeah, he was like, hey, man, great to see you. Great to finally meet you guys in person. Big fan of the show. I was like,
yeah.
And you coached the men's national team.
Crimson Pizza said he was on his way out. It seemed rude. X Michael Raymond said, I ran into Kobe Jones at the club. My guy was lit.
Let's go.
We just hung out with Kobe Jones in LA for a little minute.
He was not at the club, though.
Nero Nation said, I saw Eric Williamson and Jeremy Ibobasi at an ice cream shop.
And it was lit. Yeah. Rum raisin, as far as the eyes can see.
Another interesting story or tidbit is Jeremy Ibobasi's brother plays in a league that I play in. I play in a Wednesday night league. And his brother, I believe his name Patrick, if I'm not mistaken, plays. And he's great. He's very, very good at soccer. But and he's so good that from time to time he'll just play goalie because he's like, I'm gonna just embarrass too many people.
I'm too good. Yeah.
Anyone not getting audio? Robert from LA said,
"Uh-oh,
no, it's I see
that might be a you thing. Let's hope so, Christian. You touching buttons?
I see the audio going through. No, everything's good."
Very good. The stories of MLS players on Tinder. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Oh, boy.
More or on Snapchat where they get real wild with it. Like, this is attached to your name, my G.
Okay. All right. Next up, let's talk. We were talking about Manchester United, but Jadon Sancho scores his first goal for Manchester United. Long overdue. Scores against Villarreal. In Champions
also,
League.
Let's give him some credit because I looked at FotMob just to see what the player ratings were for this game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually done pretty well. It looks like not just did he score, and of course FotMob is taking forever to upload, but I believe they gave him a 9.4.
I see 8.1. I don't know. Yes.
8.1. Okay. I might have made that up in my head.
Okay.
but I mean, looking like, you know, he's sort of made, yeah, there he is, an 8.1.
So
I mean, that's a great contributions, but
the controversy here was that Bruno Fernandes did not start this game. Everybody was already,
he hasn't had a shot on goal in 4 months. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Is that
it's crazy?
Is that accurate? How is that possible?
Yeah,
it's yeah, Bruno Fernandes.
I saw that on Instagram earlier today.
So obviously we're talking about Manchester United a lot, but I want to make sure Jadon Sancho scores his goal, and people are so happy for him that it feels like like a make-a-wish kid doing, like, completing his dream. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I understand we're happy, but, like, we got to temper how happy we are. He was a very, very expensive player, and the expectations, you know, he hasn't kind of met those expectations just yet. You know, again, he is a player with a lot of potential, a lot of skill, but let's relax. It was a good goal. Hopefully that builds his confidence and you know, they can move forward. But the other thing is Bruno Fernandes not starting there was some controversy there. He hasn't really been in form. But then now after Ali got sacked, now I've seen this from several people saying essentially that the bringing Ronaldo into this team is what led to the demise of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He's just changed his team so much, and that even if whether he does well or not, you have to start him every single time. And essentially, it seems like the fans are like, "Well, we have Ronaldo, we should win." Like as if that is enough.
He's also 38, 37. What is he? 36? I mean, you got to give him the ball in order for him to do something with it. And you got to get a player that can give him the ball, which is where I come up with, you know, Donny van de Beek and Jadon Sancho. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, van de Beek started the game. And
kid's been on ice for 2 years, essentially. You got to give him time before he really shows you what he's got.
Right. And then there's rumors that he wants to leave in January. There's rumors that Jesse Lingard is also wanting to leave. I don't know if, you know,
Lingard has stopped negotiating his deal.
Yeah. And
yeah, he's just sort of walked away from the negotiation table.
He's just like, "Yo, West Ham, you know where I'm at. Make the call.
Come on now."
Right.
East Ham, whoever. It don't matter. Hamon. Yeah, my man. Ole's problems started long before Ronaldo. That's true. The Ronaldo thing didn't help. Ronaldo's 36, turning 37. 37, turning 37 February 5th, says Brushy 87. You know, and I said that Donny to Arsenal, please, we would love it.
That's one of the rumors I heard.
Let's go. Donny van de Beek. I look at somebody, I think it was, pull up Scholes' comments. Let me see if I can find it for you. Did you see the video?
I saw the video, yeah.
I thought this was super telling. And I kind of want you guys to hear it. It was sort of a reaction to, if you look up Scholesy on Twitter, you'll find it. I'm sure Bing will also get you to it.
Well, I don't know which clip. I mean, the one I'm finding, the one I saw was like 40 seconds. And then the one
here, I just put it in the chat here. Oh, no, I didn't. Give me 1 second. I just gotta copy and paste this thing. Let's just put the word each.
Paul Toews. Yeah, when I look up Scholes, the first thing is a Scholes' daughter.
Oh, wait, this actually isn't the clip. But I'll look. Let me just paraphrase what he said. He basically said, everyone's freaking out about Michael Carrick. Michael Carrick was there. He was part of who was in charge with, Manchester said Paul Toews.
That's what I
said. It's great. You know, he was already in charge of, you know, helping the players. He was there during all that. Where was he this? Where was this this whole time? You know, where was this when Ole was there? And I think that's something that needs to be asked. You know, was you know, Ole that in charge that Carrick couldn't make the changes he wanted? Or was it that Carrick held back knowing, hey, if this guy gets sacked, I get a shot at this?
No. I mean, who chooses the lineups? It is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. It is solely up to him. I think the move to bench Bruno Fernandes does more than simply, you know, maybe hurt Fernandes's ego. I think it says to the team, hey, it doesn't matter how much of a star player you are, if you are not in form, you're not going to get the start. And you know, and they obviously scored when Fernandes and Rashford came in, and he made a big difference. And maybe that was the boost that he needed. Maybe Bruno Fernandes needed to prove to somebody that he deserves to be in that, to have that starting spot. and getting benched probably is the thing that did it. And maybe Carrick probably suggested it to Ollie, like, hey, he's not playing well. You want to bench him? Oh, I can't. Or no, like, I don't think that's what we need to do. Who knows what's going to happen in the Premier League?
I can see your point.
Villarreal.
It feels to me like, where was this when Ole was there? You know what I mean? If you and I stopped doing Cooligans tomorrow and all of a sudden I'm dancing on TikTok, you'd be like, what the hell was this? You know what I mean?
We could even get an engagement on the Cooligans account with this stuff.
Also, you look wildly out of shape. You're sweating. It's a 7-second dance. Like, but you know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden now, and maybe benching, you know, Bruno Fernandes, and maybe that goes to the point that you made, which is Ole's holding on to some of these players for a little too long. But, you know, that's a decision you got to make. I think it's time you look at everyone in this regime and you start asking some serious questions, because when you bring in somebody else, they're probably going to bring in a whole staff with them. You know what I mean? And it doesn't feel like Carrick has got this job. It feels like they're going to go out and get a bigger manager. And supposedly that rumor is Mauricio Pochettino.
Right. And before we talk about that, I want to mention this. This was from Graham Ruthven. He quoted Rio Ferdinand. Remember when Ali was the interim manager? He said, Man United might not thank me, but get the contract out, put it on the table, let him sign it, let him write whatever numbers he wants to put on there. And he, after Michael Carrick got the winning Champions League, he posted this again as if they should go through the same exact process and hire Michael Carrick as the permanent manager, which would be a lovely, just chaotic storyline that I would love to see.
Also, I love when somebody holds on. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, you're going to have to...
Let's go, bro. It was great. Graham is also, he's one of the co-hosts on Total Soccer Show as well. Great, great dude. So Mauricio Pochettino, let's talk about this news, because obviously Michael Carrick is not going to be the permanent manager for Manchester United. No. But this Pochettino leaving PSG to go, is this the right...
His rumor is only getting hotter.
Is this the right move? What would...
No.
This, it's Messi. It's Neymar. It's Mbappe.
Look, it really is Messi. I've heard Valverde as interim yawn. Man, they are. Let Carrick do it. Why bring in Valverde? But they got Chelsea next. They've got Arsenal. They've got Crystal Palace. And then back to Young Boys. That's a weird sentence. I think Poch would be a fool to walk away before the summer. I also agree. But if you're Manchester United, I almost applaud you for wanting to bring in yet another guy that's won nothing. Mm. You know, the rumor was that they wanted Zidane. Zidane's wife was like, we ain't doing all that, man. Right, just right. A living. You feel me? Yeah. I can't go there. So the rumor is now that Zidane would hop in place at PSG. Zidane in Paris. That's chef's kiss. That's beautiful. Are you kidding me? Zidane would take his place at PSG. Pochettino goes to Manchester United. If you're Manchester United fans, I see a lot of positivity around this. I'd be furious. Why would you bring me a manager that's won nothing? And it looks like he's going to win nothing with Neymar, Mbappe, Messi.
No, he's not going to win. They're going to win the league. I mean, they're leading by quite a bit.
Right. They're in front. But come on. They're not going to win Champions League, which is like the real trophy for PSG. Look at the squad you have. You have the Monstars.
And that kind of begs another question. Like, is you know, when Messi arrived and Sergio Ramos and Donnarumma, and clearly it's a strong, absolutely stacked squad, but are PSG actually good? Like, can you safely say that? Especially when it comes to European
competition. I think they're in the same situation that Manchester United is in. The difference is they're at top of the league, but I don't know that they're playing to the best of the capability of this squad, of the players you just named. And that has to fall flat on the hands or at the feet of the manager. That's the manager.
Manager Sandu said, Poch is so overrated.
He was the manager of Tottenham.
But overrated
that
seems...
That should ruin his career.
Also made it to a Champions League final. Like,
did he win?
He didn't win. But to say he's overrated is such a stretch. That is...
What are you talking about? Look, Manchester United is in Southampton. Manchester United is a team that has spent $500 million and is ready to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to bring a guy, you're going to bring in a guy who made it to the Champions League final, not only didn't win, but was sacked immediately after.
But Alexis, the people they want to bring in are saying no. What are you going to, what are you going to do?
That's when you start to question what's going on. And also, you don't bring in a guy that's a stopgap. This is another stopgap. I don't understand why you want, why are fans happy that you're going to bring in a guy that hasn't won anything? I wanted, at Arsenal, I wanted someone who could right the ship, start developing the youth players again, and comes in with a system that will be with us for a long period of time. And I got exactly what I wanted. It hasn't been Pochettino. thank you, Michael. Michael Raymond. Always there when we need you. I didn't want, like Ancelotti was mentioned, Ancelotti to United next season. I didn't want an Ancelotti. I didn't want some of these managers that have sort of jumped around from team to team. You know what I mean? A Rafa Benitez. I didn't want that. What I wanted was someone who's, you know, could sort of build the club the right way. I got that. I wasn't in the position. Arsenal wasn't in the position to say we need someone to win right now. 4-0
loss to Liverpool the right way.
You're good. Wow. Okay, hold on. First of all, it's at Anfield. Okay.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Not everyone goes in there and wins. In fact, it's rare. It's happened, but it's rare.
But yeah,
and it's super rare for us.
You know, they don't often get into fist fights with the opposing manager as well.
Just goes to show you, bro. Yo, Arteta wants all that smoke. He's like, I don't care about you and your big ass teeth. When you look at Manchester United, they're in a different place. They don't need to sort of get rid of dead weight and fix what's happening. They literally are right there waiting to win. You need to bring in a manager that is proven can win. That's why a Conte was perfect for them. That's why, you know, managers that can come in and win right away are exactly what they should be looking for. Not a Pochettino. Pochettino's going to instill an entirely new system. It's going to take months for that to take effect. And it's still never been proven to win. Brushy87 said, ideally, I'd like an experienced interim with a view to Ten Hag in the summer. But along with Van der Sar and Overmars to replace Ed Woodward and Murtaugh. Dude, you guys are not getting rid of Ed Woodward. You got to stop.
That name, that's it. He is the emperor. He is not going anywhere. It's
he's the one making these decisions.
Ex-Michael Raymond said, Bob Bradley to Man United. Oh, man, that would be great.
Oh, dude. Apparently, there's a lot of rumors of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer going to LAFC.
That'd be fun. Let's have a good time.
That'd be fun.
Okay. The what else is left to? Norwich. Norwich has a new.
They've updated their badge.
Actually, let me go.
Have they modernized it? I don't know, but they've updated it.
I want to talk about this real quick because I didn't realize how dated the original badge was. I really did not know. I don't know why I didn't notice this, but when you look at the old one versus the new one, it's just like. What it's this was like a third grader's drawing that they made into the club crest.
Can we? The bird isn't too bad, right? The ball the bird is on has weird lines on it.
But look at.
But can we talk about the lion?
The lion looks like a ghost. What? I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like a ghost with a high top.
It looks like a Rorschach test. It's ridiculous. But
it's really bad.
I really never looked at it this closely. But no, they do.
Their kids have always been kind of dope. The ball looks like a tomato. Yeah, it's first of all a perfect circle, which is always kind of odd.
So this is the new...
they updated the castle.
The new badge.
That scary lion. Looks like a lion now. If you notice, they made use of what's called negative space. So it's not black lines. It's actually like invisible lines. And the green peeks through.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard Pizza.
That's not a lion, pizza. Which we call it. So there's the lines are gone now from the ball. The bird's a little bit bigger and more shapely. But again, it's called negative space. But this seems to me like it's going to be sublimated. You know what I'm talking about? Like, this is a badge. Like, this is an actual badge that's attached to the kit. This feels like this is just going to be painted on the kit, which I hate sublimated logo. I mean,
it won't be that, but...
The other one had the black line around it, which you could tell was like part of the badge. This doesn't have any definitive line around it. This is going to be sublimated. This is a move to save money.
Maybe, but look at the difference. What a stark
It does look like, and we let a third grader do it, you know?
Okay, well, it's some improvements at Norwich. Yeah, I mean, you're going to be seeing this badge in the championship next year. So hopefully they enjoy it. But yeah, they've been having a rough run.
Like, I know we took a bunch of L's, but look at this new badge, though, huh? They did win their first match.
Magic Sandu said Ed Woodward drew it to save money. Look at that. okay.
By the way, the chat was talking about the next big match for Manchester United is Chelsea. So let's see what you got, Carrick.
Real quick, we can take a look at the Premier League results over the weekend. Manchester City absolutely demolished Everton. What are you going to do there? I
mean, people already know the scores at this point.
I mean, anything to react to? Any big results? I mean, Burnley, Crystal Palace, a 3-3 game. Newcastle, Brentford, a 3-3 game.
I think the biggest, unfortunately, is Liverpool just completely destroying Arsenal 4-0. But I did not think we would go in there and completely smash them. I had hopes. I could see how we might be able to win. But, I mean, if I'm going to be honest, Liverpool this season are at a different level than we are. Liverpool's playing for the league. We're playing to get in top four. If we finish in top four, that is a overwhelmingly positive result.
100%.
If Liverpool finishes in second, you'd be like, all right, I get that. Two totally, totally different, club situations. Manchester Sandu says, City will beat PSG 3-1. That's going to be a big match tomorrow.
Yeah, right, right.
Or today, if you're listening to this, when we release it.
The upcoming Premier League matches. We'll look at Champions League in a moment. But upcoming Premier League matches.
I think that biggest one is Brentford Everton, bro.
if Everton can't get points against Brentford, it is going to be an absolute nightmare. This is not. It's getting to the point where I'm like, Rafa, if losing here, I've heard rumors that the board is looking at alternatives if Everton lose to Brentford, and Rafa may not be able to keep his job too much longer. So it's a serious, it's serious right now.
That seems like a mistake. Rafa's the guy to build over time.
Yeah, I would say Everton's.
You're not going to get relegated.
Everton's poor form. Doucouré being injured, Richarlison missing several games, dealing with the Dominic Calvert-Lewin still being injured. Like these three players alone, and there've been more, but those three players alone they haven't been replaced. They just have not. They the production, the calmness on the ball, and also I still. They shouldn't have got rid of James. I know he was like a problem and he wasn't training hard, whatever, but having James right now would be a dream, especially with the injuries. I think I mentioned this before, like when they were talking about letting James go. I'm like, there's nobody that can replace what he does. He's such a accurate passer. And it was just, look, I think it was a mistake. I'll still stand by that. I think it was a mistake to let him go.
Hey, but if he was a cancer in the changing room, then you got to do it.
You work around the cancer.
That's a doctor. That's American healthcare for you, buddy. Around the tumor, just shave around the tumor.
How long is DLC out for? I don't know. I think he'll be back before like Boxing Day, but I don't know what the. I don't know how severe it is. I haven't heard anything. What's left? Let's take a quick look at the Champions League matches tomorrow. Did you see the
Robert from LA said, did you see James's new hairstyle? Did you?
I did.
Neon green, right? Is it like a green and bluish?
Green, right? Yeah, it is.
I put James Rod green des.
Real clever. I think it,
come on.
Waste of a tweet, to be honest.
Yo, Crimson Pizza put where is it? Hold on a second. Oh, now I missed it. Man, I spent so many gully bucks, I only have 50K left. I started with over 100,000.
Look at that. James. You know what? Look, but credit to James. James got back on the national team. Played in the two matches, so I think that they, you know, the Rueda, the coach there, I think he just wanted to see him get some game time. And you know, he wasn't dominant by any means in the World Cup qualifiers, but he got called up. So
I mean, my guy is at all side, right?
I think so. Okay.
Yeah.
Champion.
Paolo Minnesota said DLC. Don't they sing Waterfalls? Yeah, you know, Dominic Calvert-Lewin's like, I don't want no scrubs, dog.
Did I say DLC or DCL? I don't remember what I might have said DLC, which is also downloadable content in the gaming world. Anyway.
Hey. Okay, thank you, Toffees, for the 3 points on Sunday, suckers. That's Lozader.
Club Bruges taking on RB Leipzig tomorrow, or if you're listening to this today, Champions League. RB Leipzig last in their group. They also, Jesse Marsh and somebody else tested positive for COVID, so he will not be available at this match. So you hate to see it.
Hopefully they're vaccinated so they can survive it without any issues.
I hope so. Manchester City against PSG. Yeah, we were talking about this. Manchester City. This is going to be a bigger challenge for PSG because is Messi going to even play in this game? I assume he is. He was dealing with an injury, but he did play for Argentina a little bit.
That don't necessarily mean shit.
I know. Yeah. So. Yeah, you got to favor Manchester City here 100%. This should be a somewhat easy victory, I think, for Manchester City, even regardless of how good.
It's that word think, you know? That's what gets me every time.
Atletico Madrid against AC Milan. Where's Atletico on the table? They're
what, second?
Let's take a quick look at the table.
Third.
Yeah, they really need a victory there badly. We'll see. They should win. I mean, Milan has been bad in Champions League, but they Zlatan also got a new deal. He is with.
I mean, he's going to play till 42 years old.
new deal with AC Milan. So clearly things are working out.
More like. I don't know if it'll work.
It probably won't, but you're going to have to do it anyway.
I can't think about it. Ah, damn it. I was going to say more like pulled AC, but that clearly doesn't work.
So Atletico Madrid against Milan, Liverpool, Porto. I mean, that should be a breeze for Liverpool. And Dortmund Sporting. That's also going to be a pretty big one because they're tied on points. So there's obviously two matches left for a lot of these clubs in Champions League. They desperately need points. Also, I don't know if you saw Barcelona against Benfica. They could have been almost knocked out of Champions League, but there was a late missed goal from... I forgot his name, but if you look at this photo, Severich or something like that, I believe this did not lead
insane.
To a goal. This did not. If you're looking at this photo, this did not lead to a goal. It's unbelievable. He kicked it over Ter Stegen. It was a beautiful play. He probably could have taken one more touch into.
He could have touched to the left,
or
I mean to the right,
to the right, and gone.
Yeah, or he could have passed it.
Look at this guy. He's wide open.
He could have just lobbed it over, you know what I mean? The oncoming defender.
He ended up hitting.
You show someone this photo, this is one of those things that will be painted on a wall somewhere. You know what I mean?
If you look at the, if you watch the actual play, yeah, he hits it over. He hits it to the left, just out, right outside the post. Terrible, because it would have put Benfica in second place, and they would have been able to, they would have been in position to move on to the knockout round.
Manchester United said Barca paid him. What a tit.
All right, another Prem show in the books, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody here on Twitch. We appreciate you. You know, we hope you have a good Thanksgiving, you know?
Hey, Port Martin. We were asked what Europa match we're gonna watch on Thanksgiving. So that is what, Leverkusen versus Celtic, Dinamo Zagreb versus Genk, Crvena Zvezda versus Ludogorets Razgrad. Galatasaray versus Marseille.
Alex, why are you sweating? Jesus Christ.
Bro, my brain was just like, don't do it, dude. Lokomotiv versus Lazio. Michelin versus Braga. And Rapid Vienna versus West Ham. Oh, that might be a great match, actually. There's a lot more, but I'm not going to read them all.
That's way too much.
Leicester versus Liga Legia Warsaw. That's a good one. There's a lot of games. So bro. Many.
We don't need Conference League. This is what. That's all this proves. Why do we need? Yeah. Let these people rest. Why do we need to be? They haven't earned the opportunity to exercise in the middle of the week. This is not.
This is a lot. Low key, Spartak Moscow versus Napoli is also going to be a great match. So yeah, I mean Celtic versus Leverkusen might be fun, but I think West Ham is probably the match to watch.
Brushy 87 said we need a segment where Alexis tries to say Europa League team names.
Oh my god. Alacron said I enjoyed my stay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Robert from LA said Alexis is nailing it. Come on.
X Mac Raymond said time to watch MLS playoffs, the kings of soccer. That's right. That's Thanksgiving. There's also the Colorado Rapids against Seattle. Who are they playing? Sporting Kansas City?
Yeah. No, RSL's playing Seattle.
Okay. Yeah. So I think it's Sporting Kansas City. So that's, going to be watching that game on Thanksgiving. So a lot of soccer going on during the holidays in America. I hope in England you celebrate Thanksgiving as well.
Don't they do it like a bunch of days before us?
Don't they? Do they have a similar type of holiday like Thanksgiving in the UK?
Isn't it? There's like a day where you eat like roasts and shit.
Is that like closer to Christmas? Maybe that's a Christmas thing. I don't know if they.
I know they don't have Thanksgiving, but you have
Brushy 87
like a family.
Said we do not, and Los Seder said no as well.
There's not even like a day. I guess not.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's not. That's why the British have nothing to be thankful for. They're just
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day might be the closest as far as like getting family together and eating, but I don't.
Isn't that when repackage gifts that you don't want? Isn't that what Boxing Day is?
You give it to the peasants, the gifts to the peasants. Sunday roast. Okay, so every Sunday is essentially.
Yeah, but there's not like a super Sunday roast, you know what I mean? Like one where it's like really special.
Hopefully everybody, if you're celebrating a holiday, we hope you have a good time. We're not going to mention it just yet, but you'll hear more news next week. We have a very, very, very big surprise happening next week on the TV show. The Cooligans are making moves. There's going to be a lot of...
It's going to be a big one.
It's going to be a big one. So tune in.
For one of us, more than three.
Steven Jumbo Jet, thank you. To make sure,
I feel like a Jamaican DJ is just taking over this show every time it happens.
I'm gonna just start daggering right now.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. One shot forward, two shot rewind.
So,
don't forget, you can watch the Cooligans on social media, on Fubo and Ponde River and Ponde Bank.
Nutmeg is scratching on the door. Make sure that you tune into Prem Show next week. There is no new episode this week, which is Thanksgiving. We're going to re-air the Friendsgiving episode with Jillian Sackovitz and Susanna Collins. That's what will air on Football Sports Network. But next week, I'm telling you, everybody in this room right now is going to be the air horns are going to be popping. Okay,
yeah, it's going to be wild when you find out what we're doing.
So tune in next week. By Prem Show next week, you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
But make sure you tune in, especially it's going to be very, very fun. Okay.
Yeah, Robert from LA with the air horn. By the way, Crimson Pizza said it's an enchilada time with my family, so I'll be very happy. Can't wait to see all the food the Gully Squad Slack. Perfect time to join. That's true. That food porn section of the Slack channel gets crazy.
And the porn section is also pretty good.
Oh, Ryan, who knew y'all got down like that?
Really, the community's becoming a lot closer than I expected.
Yeah, someone said too close.
But thank you, everybody. You guys are the absolute best. I appreciate you hanging out with us on Twitch. Always have a great time every single week. Airhorn, didn't work out it wasn't too bad.
Maybe, it wasn't too bad. I like it. I think we need to have a agree or disagree button.
And okay.
Let us know what other sounds we should add to this show.
Yeah, tweet at us, especially at Soccer Cooligans. If you have any ideas for channel rewards or things that we should do on here, we're seriously trying to make this as fun as possible. So, give us a follow on Twitter, on Instagram, and on TikTok as well. We're on there.
Yo, follow us everywhere, bro. Look at the link tree. Takes up the whole page. That's how much we do.
So much going on. Oh, I made this the other day. Let me know if you appreciate this, because did you ever see this video of this girl?
No.
Okay, so this video is incredible. Can I make this full screen?
I saw part of this that she's like, I don't understand wind.
She doesn't understand. She makes a list of things that she does not understand, and it's super, it's funny in itself. So then I decided to edit in Jack Grealish into this video. So this is it.
Things I just don't understand. The winds. What is it? How? What is wind? I don't get it. Never will. Many. Why don't they just print loads of many off?
She's also saying many.
Then no one would be poor. I just don't get it. The world. How is it one of the smallest planets, but then 9 billion people live on it? And animals. Don't get it. How? Why? Electricity. I know it comes from the pylons, but how does it get to the pylons? Like, what? Because she was in. We'll never understand that.
This is what you spent your time on.
I spent like 22, about 30 minutes doing this.
11. Who thought of that? Don't like it. The ocean. How is it so deep? Why is it so deep? Don't get it. I just don't understand space. I just don't get it. Like, I just...
I mean, you're also not the first person
who looked at something and was like,
I'm going to allow this, by the way. X-Maker Raymond says she needs to blow her nose. That was blocked just in case.
Oh, my God.
That accent, what part of England is that accent?
Yeah. Her name is, I believe, Katie Pierce on TikTok.
Sports Car Director saying, she's making some good points.
So funny. It was just like a great video. And she kept saying, what? So I'm like, oh, I love that. The Jack Grealish.
That's what I'm saying. Like, where is that accent from?
Does anybody know? Where is that from?
What region that is?
Neighbor Nation
Grimsby.
Said,
Grims- up north.
Up north. Okay. Damn, dude.
Los Haters. Los Haters coming out hot. I don't think that's a section of England, Los Haters.
but super fun. So follow us on TikTok. I'm always trying to edit a bunch of fun, dumb, silly stuff. I did this as well.
That's on Amazon. Where you get that?
I did see this.
This was
that's on Amazon.
Tommy McNamara.
Are you just gonna play all the things you've done here?
This is the last two I did. All right, bro. I'm spending my time working on stuff, trying to grow on these social media platforms, as we're being told that we have to do.
It is annoying.
It is very frustrating. But I would like to reap the rewards of my time editing these very silly things. Okay, so follow us on there at Soccer Cooligans on TikTok. We would appreciate it. Okay, that's it, everybody. Thank you, everybody. If you listen to this podcast, we hope you have an incredible Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. With time with family. Hopefully you like your family. Hopefully you're not with your family if you hate your family. So.
Hey, what a benefit.
Okay, so that's something to be thankful for, that you're not with your family.
God bless.
Everybody on Twitch, seriously, absolute best. We have a million, billion things to be grateful for. It's been an insane year and a half, especially here on Twitch. And it's the fact that if you've been able to survive this absolute ridiculous time in the world's history, we applaud you and thank you again for constantly supporting us and joining us. I mean, like, all the stuff that you got to be thankful for that we're not going to say at the table. You know what I mean?
Right. We're thankful for you guys.
Yeah, seriously. All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. We appreciate you. With that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!